Hello and welcome. Connie Reagan Green here from ConnieReaganGreen.com with another call in the podcast series. Today we're going to be talking about two different topics. We're going to be talking about information product creation and a new course that I am very, very excited about. I was one of the first people to sign up for it. This course will be taught for at least the next year, if not further. And I do want to talk about information products in great detail. We also are going to be talking about strategies versus tactics. And I will share my observations along with a blog post that I just did over on hugeprofitstinylist.com. And it's called Business Strategies and Tactics. It was published on October 10th, 2015. That was yesterday. And I wanted to talk about it. It was based on emails I received from some of my private clients that are in my online marketing incubator program. And what I'm seeing is that people are getting stuck with tactics over and over and over again. These people are not doing well when it comes to actually having the business online. So I want to talk about this so that everybody can be more clear about how we should be spending our time when we're doing business on the internet. So the first thing I want to talk about is information products. And, you know, some of us talk about making money while we sleep, or that when we wake up in the morning that we look to see all the sales that came in from the last time we checked email. I usually check email about 9:30 or 10 at night just to see if any of my clients that are, you know, somewhere in a faraway land, if they've emailed me and they need an answer, I try to answer them. Then I don't look at email again until 6:30 or 7 in the morning. And when I'm checking email, I'm seeing sale after sale after sale of one or more of my information products. So this is how we can really have a business that earns money while we sleep. So these products don't create themselves. You have to create them. And actually, I just started last week and really got into it further today with a partner. I'm creating a product on marketing for small business that I've done in the past. This is brand new, though. And it's also marketing for small business and for nonprofits. So a lot of people are eagerly awaiting that course, and it will be delivered December 1st, 8th, and 15th. And it will be very, very reasonably priced. And I hope to have you in that course if that's something that you want to do. I have a lot of experience. I've been marketing for small businesses off and on since 2006, and that's pretty much when I came online. Now I only market for my own business. I don't market for anyone else, but I have been teaching it to my clients that want to get started. So what is an information product? An information product is something that you've put together based on a combination of your research, your experiences, and things that you're interested in. So for me, I did lots of research when I came online and found out that businesses that were doing well were now marketing on the internet. And here I was, brand new in the spring and into the summer of 2006. I had just come online November, December of 2005, and I saw that businesses were hungry for help with making their phone ring. And that's exactly how I thought of it at the time. So I started doing it for a family member and for a farmer's insurance agent in my Rotary Club, and started earning money pretty quickly by helping them. So an information product can be most any topic, and I see there are people on the line that I've had this conversation with about creating information products. And don't worry that you don't have enough information. You can do research for the information. So, for example, the product that I'm putting together on small business marketing and for nonprofits as well, much of that will be researched because I'm not doing the very latest thing in some of the areas that I want to cover. And I did bring in a partner, someone who's been marketing for his own small business for about 20 years now, and that's another way that you can do it. But don't be afraid to have something that's just one idea, how someone can do something faster, easier, save money, make money, something with real estate, something with do-it-yourself, something with a hobby. There are so many products. I work with people that do products in a variety of niches, including woodworking and bowling and just everything, horsemanship, almost anything you can imagine. So the course that I'm talking about, it's from Alice Seba and Ron Douglas, and I really respect the two of them very, very much. They've both been online more than 10 years, so that's longer than I have been online now. I'm just coming up on 10 years, and I have the link there. And this is an info mastery course, and that means that you will really learn every detail of what you need to learn to put together these products and get them out there. I have two different bonuses, and somebody has a question here about bonuses. Carol does. And Carol, you didn't mention your site. I'd like to give you a shout. Oh, no, you did. I take it back. TransferBusinessOnline.com. All right, and Carol says, I notice that when products are offered online, they also throw in bonuses. Sometimes, not always. I don't always offer a bonus, but sometimes. Do you use bonuses to sell a product? Sometimes. Where do you get the products from to offer as a bonus? So this time, you'll notice that for this new course that I'm highly recommending, and it starts on Saturday, so it's only open this week, and it's at connieloves.me/infoproductmastery, you'll notice that my bonuses are two. The first bonus, and here, let me pull up the email so I can see exactly how I worded this. Number one, a gift of $100 worth of PLR, which is private label rights content, from any of Alice Seba's three sites. So she has do-it-yourself PLR and Food Aplenty and all private label content. And I was able to get her to offer a $100 voucher that's going to be good until spring of 2016. So that's an incredible bonus because you will love using PLR as part of your information product, especially as a bonus. So I put that together in a document. It's a 3-page document. Let me pull up the document. There we go. And it's just 2.5 pages, basically. And I explain exactly how you can get this $100 value. It's a voucher for private label rights content from any of Alice's three sites. And she has quite a bit of PLR at this point. So I give details on how to claim the voucher and a picture of what it will look like, and it expires March 31st, 2016. So that's one of the bonuses, and that was done along with the cooperation of one of the product creators, and many times they will do that. The other bonus that I'm offering is help writing the sales letter. And so I word it this way, help writing your sales letter. Even though this will be covered in the course, it's the major sticking point for most of us when we create our first product. It turns out I'm very good at this and enjoy helping others write an effective sales letter to sell lots more info products. So that's how I offered the bonuses this time. Now, will 100 people sign up through me? No, not that many will. Probably 20, 25 people will sign up through me. And I can easily help that many people with their sales letter between now and the end of the year because it will take people time. Some people will get their product out within 2, 3, 4 weeks. Other people will get it out a month later, and then other people will do it after that. I did not put an expiration or a limit to how many I would do because I know how many I probably will sell of this course. So great question, Carol, and it is wonderful to have bonuses to be able to sell along to include along with your products. All right, and Ron is here, Ron Tester from rontester.com, and Ron is actually someone I'm working with and will be creating the small business marketing and for nonprofits course with, so very excited to be doing that. And Ron's asking about what's the best way to decide which info product I should create next. Should I do research to pick the subject or skip the research and go with what interests me most? Well, you'll be in a unique situation, Ron, because you will have a list of people who are interested in learning more about marketing for independent local businesses and for nonprofits. So from that list of people, you'll ask them what they would like to learn from you next. And that's an excellent way to do it. Then take a look at what's already available. The truth is, you want other products to be available on your topic, or at least books to be available on the topic that you're teaching in your information product. If you're teaching something that no one in the world is teaching, then you may have to educate the marketplace, and that takes a long time. It's the same with physical products on Amazon. People are sometimes very excited when they come up with a product they're going to sell. that maybe there's one other person selling it or no one else selling it on Amazon. That's usually not a good thing. You usually want 5 to 10 people selling it because that means there's really a market for it. So now, Ron, if you want to go completely in a different direction and teach on a different topic, then, again, I would ask people, and you can ask them on social media, you can ask them within our group, you can ask them in Dennis Becker's forum. There are different places that you can ask people and ask them, tell them, this is your area of interest and your area of expertise. What would you like to learn from me? And what would that look like? Would it be webinar trainings? Would it be a PDF guide? Would it be short videos? Would it be audio? What would it be? And let people tell you how they would like to consume the information that they're telling you that they want. All right, let's skip over now to hugeprofitstinylist.com. And if you look at my most recent post, if you're listening to this right now, in October of 2015, it's called Business Strategies and Tactics. So what I began noticing, I'll let you read the article, I'm not going to read this to you, but what I began noticing is my group that I work with in my online marketing incubator is kind of divided in half. Half of the people really understand that I'm teaching strategy, and that's what they're paying me the big money for, is for strategies. And once they understand the strategies, then they go about doing the step-by-step tactics that are what it takes to get the strategies accomplished. So my most recent book is Book, Blog, Broadcast, The Trifecta of Entrepreneurial Success. Book, Blog, Broadcast, those are the strategies. Those three strategies in unison will create a very lucrative business for you in just a few months. Now, the question is, do you want to spend time on those strategies? Or do you want to learn the minutia? Do you want to learn the tactics? If you are focusing on the tactics, it's going to be a long time before you actually build a business. Somebody else needs to help you with those tactics. So I'll read this section of this post. Some of the differences between strategy and tactics. Future goals, that's a strategy. Immediate needs is a tactic. Planning is a strategy. Doing is the tactic. What can be is a strategy. What is a tactic. Large scale is a strategy. Smaller scale is a tactic. Big picture versus day to day. Why you do something, how you do it. Your specific goal, your plan for attaining the goal. You must do it, easy to outsource or delegate. So I want you to take a look at this post, think about what I've just been talking about, and see where you are caught up. So let's use, for an example, a book. My strategy is to write at least one book that will come out first in paperback and then on Kindle every single year. And I've done more than that because I've just finished the 12th book, and it's only been just over 5 years. So I've done more than two a year. But my goal is always to do one for sure. Now, the tactics include, how do we do this? How do we do this writing? How do we organize the book? How do we create the outline? And I teach an entire course on this called Write, Publish, Prosper, on the tactics, the step-by-step of how to actually do it. So what I would recommend that you do is decide the book that you're going to write, learn how to do it from me or from someone else. There's so many books on the topic. There's so many places you can learn how to write the book. And then just work that into your day, an hour, maybe 90 minutes a day of the step-by-step, of the tactics, of what you need to do. Is there part of it you can outsource? I outsource my cover design. That's not something in a million years I'm going to be good at and I'm going to try to do myself. Never, never, never. I outsource the formatting. I'm not going to do that. The part that I'm good at is coming up with the idea for the book, creating an outline, and then actually doing the writing to fill in that outline so it becomes a book. This book is 33,000 words. So you have to decide what to do. Blogging is the second of the strategies. So, so important that you have a hosted WordPress blog. I know how to put a blog up, but I don't do it anymore. Doesn't make sense for me to do it. I know how to do many things related to the blog. Doesn't make sense for me to do it. The only part of the blog where I come in any longer is writing the post. writing those posts and figuring out what I'm going to write, what topic I'll write on, what category I'll put it in, what will be the tags of the post, the keywords that I'm going to use. Anything else is something that someone else can do. If you can pay someone by the hour or by the job to do something for you, do that. Because we all do it in our day-to-day life. We really do. I don't grow everything that I cook and prepare. I'm outsourcing that to local farms. I'm further outsourcing it to local grocery stores. I don't cut or color my hair. I don't do anything with my car other than put gas in it. I have a huge slope in Santa Clarita. I live in two cities. In Santa Clarita, I have a huge slope, so it's about a third of an acre, just the slope alone. I don't get down there and weed that slope and water it and do all those things. There are other people who do that. So you outsource already many, many things in your life. Start doing that with your business so that you can focus every day on the strategies for building the business. All right, I want to see if there are more questions about this. All right. Cheryl's asking about a site called Alltop. It's alltop.com. And Cheryl, that's something that we'll talk about in detail in the incubator because I need to show that on a webinar, so it wouldn't be for an open information call like this one. But what you want to do is, when you go to alltop.com, it says, what's hot on Alltop? And you can use this to get more information for your information products. And you can do this to think about the strategies you're using in your business. In the upper right-hand corner, near there, is the question, the magnifying glass. Hold on, I'm going to sneeze. Excuse me. All right. So just say that I'm looking for something about marketing for small business. I'm going to put that in. Marketing for small business. And I hit enter. And then what comes up? Well, a whole lot of things, most of which don't seem to be exactly what I'm looking for. But if I look down, tons and tons of things. Nonprofit is a choice here. Well, my course is going to include information on nonprofits. So I would click on that link and see what's there. And I do a right click so I can open it up in a new window. And it'll give me all the stories related. Then I'm going to look for small business. Yes, small business is here. And I'm going to open up that in a separate tab. And so between these two, nonprofit and small business, I'm going to look for posts that will give me a good idea about something that I might want to include. Here's planning, startups, stories, small business labs. Interesting. The franchise king. Small business trends. This could be important. Very, very important. All right. In terms of nonprofit, we have philanthropy. Gift Hub, Attention Blog, so many different posts, so many. So what you'll do is you'll spend maybe 10, 15 minutes on each, and you'll have more information than you could ever imagine. Now, it could be when I did my search, I was a little too general. So maybe I would say something like, how to get more business, or how nonprofits can raise more money or fundraising, something like that, and then I can get more detailed. But that's really the idea behind it. Okay, Daniel is asking more questions about strategies and tactics, and he says, how do we know how much time to spend on each? I'll tell you this, the more time you spend on tactics, the less time you'll have for strategy, and that means that every day will be tedious for you. It will be exhausting. You'll be doing work that really should be done by someone else. So the answer is spend as much time as possible on strategy so that you know what you're doing and why you're doing what you're doing. So today I wrote another post that's actually over on ConnieReaganGreen.com, and it's about list building. And it comes from actually a writing exercise that I did at my live event, the Online Marketing Incubator Live, in Los Angeles almost 2 weeks ago now. And I wrote this because that's one of the strategies that I teach, list building. So within that post, I wrote about some of the tactics of what we do. But the idea is to know that list building is a daily activity. It's something you want to think about every single day. So think about the strategies. That's part of your daydreaming, your planning, your note-taking for your business. And you must have that every single day. Because if you've known people who have run successful businesses, and I did not until I came online and joined Rotary and made friends who were different types of people because they were not employees. They were not workers. They were people who were leaders who had businesses and were doing other things. And once I saw what they were doing, a lot of what they were doing looked like wasted time when I looked at it initially. Because it looked like they just kind of sat in front of their desk and they looked out the window and maybe they made some notes or something. It didn't look like they were working. And that's because I came from a working world. So I worked in the classroom and I worked in real estate. I did very little thinking and planning and strategizing over a 20-year period, next to none. Instead, there were other people who did that on my behalf and then told me what to do. So as an entrepreneur, you don't want much of that. You want to tell yourself what you're going to do. So that's where those business strategies come in. All right, Dora's asking more about the Info Product Mastery course. Yeah, I can't recommend this highly enough, and my bonuses will be good all week long. They will continue the course, so if they are continuing it, then my bonuses will continue because I do love helping people with sales letters. And I'll ask you to come up with just a little simple headline and a couple paragraphs about yourself and your product, and then I'll help you from there. All right, Cheryl's asking if you've reserved a hashtag that you want to use to brand yourself. Where besides Twitter can you use it? Or is Twitter the only place? No, I use hashtags everywhere. I use them on LinkedIn and on Facebook. But I don't know if it's really branding you. I think it's fun. And it's a way then for people to see what it is you're talking about. But I think on Facebook, you know, it's really more for fun than anything else. You brand yourself on real estate that you own and control. So that's your book. That's your blog. That's your YouTube channel. That's your podcast. The things that you're using as strategies for your business, they need to be branded. Social media doesn't really brand us. It's our way of communicating with a larger group of people. So if that makes sense. You know, so a hashtag, have fun with it. Spend 5 seconds a day with it. It doesn't have much value after that. It really doesn't. All right, I want to say a little bit more about information products. Create products that will be evergreen as much as possible. It's not possible for anything to be 100% evergreen. At some point, things change. But at least for the first year, create products that you won't have to go back and redo. Now, depending on the product, you may be happy to go back and redo it. And I've done that many, many times. With other products, after a year or so, I use it as a bonus, and then I take it out of my inventory. It's no longer for sale. So I've done that with more products than I can think of at this point. I've probably removed from my online inventory at least 50 products over these 9.5 years. And that's important to think of it that way, that you won't have a product forever. But anything that you can create that will be long-lasting, like one was Squidoo Mini Sites that I created with Jeff Hoff. That was a great, great course, and it worked for about 2 years, and we went in and updated it once. At the end of the first year, we added all kinds of great new information, and then Squidoo was to be no more. So our site had to go by the wayside. That information product is no longer. So another product that we created was learning how to use Optimize Press that we both really loved. The problem with that was, after a couple of years, same thing, Optimize Press came out with a new version that nobody loved. It was too difficult to use. It wasn't user-friendly at all. So we stopped teaching the old version of it because that wasn't even available any longer, and just took that product right off the market. So anything that you can create that will be good for a long period of time with minimal updating, and you can make notes for yourself as you go along that something, you know, here or there may need updating, but many times it will catch you by surprise. You know, didn't know that Squidoo was going to leave the world, the electronic world anyway, cyberspace. Didn't know that the new version of Optimized Press would be so unhappy an experience for everyone. So try to do the best that you can with that. All right, so right now, close your eyes, unless you're driving, and do not close your eyes. Think about the strategies you're using to build your business. Information products are a strategy. Blogging is a strategy. Writing books is a strategy. Doing podcasts and YouTube and Periscope and Blab and all those, all the live stream and all the broadcasting, those are strategies. Now think about the tactics. Who can help you with these tactics? Who can you hire to do it so that your mind is freed up for the work that you need to do? So that's really the big message that I want to send to you. Now, one thing about blogging is that we love comments. Comments help my blog to move up in the search engine rankings. They also help you to be visible and credible as you have a comment. So what I would love for you to do is to go over either to hugeprofitstinylist.com and look at this post I've been talking about called Business Strategies and Tactics from October 10th. Read through it. It's only about, I don't know, 350 words or so. And leave a comment. And the way you do that is up near the top it says leave a comment and you click on it. You do that. Also, give me a click for social media. I already have 11 tweets and 8 likes and 8 shares, 3 LinkedIn shares on here, so that's wonderful. Or go over to ConnieReaganGreen.com that I do not have pulled up. Let's see, I can pull it up right here. And go to the post that I just put out called List Building to Build Your Online Business. Maybe I should change that to Grow Your Online Business. And leave a comment there. And the way you do that is down at the bottom, and it says leave a reply, and that's your comment. I use something called Comment Love. I use the professional version of that. So that will let people know what your most recent post is on your site and your Twitter handle, and they'll see what you have to say. All you need is a couple of sentences. That way you've left an excellent, excellent comment, and people will get to know you. In the beginning, when I first got started online, I was blogging. There was no social media. It was almost 10 years ago. That was the dark ages. LinkedIn was around, but that was for the corporate world. That wasn't me. Facebook was still for college students. Twitter was a gleam in someone's eye. So I spent lots of time reading other people's blogs that were on my topic or similar topics and leaving comments. And I would read something and I'd think about it and I'd leave a few sentences. Finally, people would read those comments, come over to my site, and opt into my list. It was a great use of my time because it really didn't take that long. It was wonderful to do that. So that was a tactic so that I could further my strategy of blogging and list building and growing a business. All right, any last questions? Let's see. Remember, this will be over on iTunes in just a few hours. And I want to thank everybody for coming. And Cheryl didn't leave her site, but I know it's at thinstronghealthy.com. So again, this is Connie Reagan Green from ConnieReaganGreen.com, and I want you to understand the difference between strategies and tactics and spend way, way, way more time on strategy and strategizing than on anything that's a tactic. And I want you to start creating simple information products. They can become more complicated and sophisticated after you've been online a while, but not a whole lot more complicated and sophisticated. Simple is still best. You want people to see what your product is about, to know right away if it's something they're interested in, to see the benefits to them, to purchase it, to consume it, and to be very happy they spent money with you and to look forward to other products from you. So I no longer teach information product creation in the way I used to. My most famous information product creation course was one where I taught people how to create a song based on a popular tune, and they could tell about their product. It changed the brain connections, the synapses in the brain, and it helped you to really start thinking about what you had to offer people, and we had a lot of fun with that. They teased me for singing until they also created their songs, and it was wonderful, so you can do it. But I trust Alice and Ron implicitly to teach this course, deliver this in a way that will make sense to you, and they will have lots and lots of examples for you and detailed training on how to do this. So please subscribe to all of my calls in the podcast series. This is Connie Reagan Green. Thank you so much for joining me today.